Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. What do we do in the second half hour every Monday? We turn it over to Laura Kennard about networking and social media for business, and she just blew in here doing 4,000 miles an hour. Are you okay?
Breathe.
Yeah. In goes the good air, out goes the bad air.
Once the weather gets bad, you really have to not push the envelope. Anyway, that's okay. I have a plan in mind to not allow this to happen again.
So now you're teaching a class tonight, right?
I do teach a class tonight, and we have tests, so it's so stressful for not only the students, but the teacher, too.
It's always stressful for the teacher.
So, anyway, so with that said, we have couple of things that are, well, the immigrant, I wanted to jump ahead to Saturday. Yes. So that people can think about getting tickets if they would still like to go to the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit.
Correct.
Which is at FFA in Richmond Center. I mentioned before that I've got a breakout, little tiny digital marketing piece I do, but there's a whole bunch of other people. I heard Mike Wagner with White Rabbit speak there last year, and he does a great job. And so it was really a lot of quality breakout sessions and a lot of good information for not only just if you have an immigrant, you know, if you're an immigrant entrepreneur, but honestly, just go, because there's just a lot of really good knowledge. And
this is Saturday,
yes. And they also do have a trade show kind of vendor thing. So if you're interested in microloans for your business, the microloan folks have a booth set up. So there's just, it'll be a really good Saturday.
Yeah. And this has been a number of years in the making, and it's surprising how many entrepreneurs, immigrant entrepreneurs there are. You know, Ben Young has been in from time to time. Mm-hmm. He owns Ingersoll Wine and Spirits. Mm-hmm. His family immigrated from Asia and came here, and now very successful people. Mm-hmm. And we see that all over the place.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, I think that we definitely have a huge number of immigrants who have all sorts of businesses that are here in Iowa and Des Moines area. So that is very surprising,
sure, is,
too, when you go and you see that. Shop Small.
Yes.
Saturday is coming up.
25th. Yeah.
It's the week after.
Yeah, 25th of November, right after Black Friday. See, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and then
Shop Saturday. Okay. Yeah. So then, just getting back to this week, on Wednesday we have Million Cups. Of course, we usually talk about that. But I wanted to talk about Thursday. Couple of things. Thursday morning, I have at Southridge Mall, so the Southridge location here in Des Moines, right off the bypass, I have SEO 101, which is the art and science of just really understanding how search engine optimization works and how that ties in with your website and your social media. And if you are somebody who feels like the primary reason why people can find you is because they search for you online, maybe understanding how that works a little bit more, and things that you can do to not hurt it and hopefully help it as well.
Can you give us a couple of quick pointers? Just from the top of mind awareness.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things is that Google in particular, and we're not just talking about Google, but they're the main ones, ranks quality content very highly. So it's not anymore so much about trying to, you know, play the system, get backlinks, and, you know, stuff the page full of trivial words that you want to get people, but really just writing valuable stuff that people want to read that are associated with your expertise in your business. So that should have a lot of great keywords in it if you are an expert and you're using those words just as a natural course of action. That's the reason why refreshing your blog and having a blog on your website is important. It's the reason why you want to be sharing links to your blog back to your website. And so it's very content oriented anymore. So that's one of the main things. Fresh new content, valuable content. So recency, frequency, all those things. That's why you're wanting to drive people back to your website as opposed to somebody else's site. that's why it's great to write a blog. And so we talk a lot about the tie-in between blogs and social media itself doesn't have a direct impact.
No,
but as you're driving people constantly to your website, that kind of frequency of people clicking over and through and coming via traffic that you're driving there, that's the tie-in between what social media can do for your SEO traffic.
Yeah. So. And when we're talking about SEO, not only content, but what is there any truth to that? Part of the issue with many of the search engines, they were saying that, let's say you don't have a blog on the homepage of your website, you know, that doesn't refresh on a constant basis.
Yeah.
If that website is static or it hasn't changed any, what happens?
Well, a couple of that bad, because again, it's that sort of how fresh is it? Have you refreshed it? Have you touched it? So it just doesn't have show much activity, which means that the content could be stale. You know, that's the kind of website you get to and the prices are outdated or the information hasn't kept up with the times. And so it's read as, wow, if they haven't updated their website in a while, then they probably don't have really good content for our readers. Google's main concern is that they have a high quality product. They want people to keep using Google as opposed to anyone else. So they are very strict about make good content. We want to deliver people only to the pages that they're going to say, wow, we're really glad we used Google to find this one because it only ever sends us to the best of the best and the right stuff.
There you go. So, it's important stuff.
Yes. So, and the other thing is, so you just don't want to, you want to keep it fresh and you also want to have it be mobile friendly. So that's another big thing with SEO that will definitely ditch your website if it's not mobile friendly, because that's how people are searching now.
I was doing some work for a client last week, as a matter of fact, looking at association websites, you know, trade associations.
Yes.
I cannot believe the number that I ran into that are not mobile friendly, that that are still the old style. You know, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for 2 years, and it's an undertaking. I get it. But if you don't, you know, and SEO is important to you, it's a problem.
Well, even if you're membership driven,
who wants to go to their website on their phone and have it be,
you can't see it,
to see and all this stuff. Yeah.
And not only that, but let's say that you're trying to attract associate members to your organization. Let's say you have an association and one of the main things is to get associates there. So you're going to be talking to businesses that help support members of your association.
Right.
You want to have a good web presence so that you look like you know what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. So the other thing to throw in there is we have TechBrew AM, which is going to be, which is through the Technology Association of Iowa, and it's going to be at downtown at Architectural Salvage. So they have that once a month. And so it's something you can come over to early in the morning until 9 and run off to work. I think.
And of course, at the Science Center, we've also got a million cups.
Yep. So all these good things going on downtown.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate what you do because you solidify so many solid ideas. You're just talking about SEO and blogging and website work, and those are so important for businesses to understand. Mm-hmm. And I feel sometimes they just don't get it.
Complex, and it's an ecosystem. It's kind of like a great big spider web, right? It all connects in some ways. It's not like the old silos of it really has to be connected to work well. So.
Good stuff. Thank you. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, networking, and today mostly about business and social media and your blog and your website. Good stuff. Thank you.
Check out dmbizmixer.com in case we miss something.
All right. We will have all the links up on our radio blog. Right. Thanks so much for doing this again. All right. Get back to school, will you?
All right. Will do.
All right. That is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, from you can, by the way, you can go ahead and hashtag DM Biz Events on Twitter, and she'll pick up your stuff going on in the metro there. Scott Clayson was our guest in the first half hour talking about TimeSolve. If you track time for any of your business entities, you want to check out that broadcast. It'll be on our podcast page a little bit later on. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Mary Sayers is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a nice evening. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.